I wanted to find out, in your mind, some of the other artists, music artists that did it in terms of being able to go into multiple channels. I know we talked about Snoop Dogg, we talked about Katy Perry. Who are some of the other young artists that you see that kind of, the light bulb's already gone off and they're making moves beyond just recording music?
Well, I think, you know, one of our artists that's about to actually have a new record is the Black Keys. Mm-hmm. And the Black Keys have got it very much in the part of licensing their music, not only to film, TV, and video games, but also to brands. Mm-hmm. They don't do any brand, they do the right brand for them, but I think they got it. And I think, you know, licensing your music or doing a brand partnership, being the right partner works out for both, you know, the brand and the artist. Mm-hmm. I think they've done that effectively, and they've kept their fan base as well as their credibility.
Do you think that you have to have a certain ethos for that? Because I know I live in Columbus, Ohio. They're from Akron, Ohio. Very hardworking, hard scrabble town. Rubber Factory is the name, you know, their second album, I believe. I actually know Pat Carney's brother, Mike Carney. He did the art design and actually won the Grammy for art design that. But they have this kind of do-it-yourself ethos, and I don't know if that's just the Midwestern mindset behind it, but how far does that go, that kind of nose to the grindstone, I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of what else is out there?
I mean, I think, you know, number one, the music, you know, and their ability to retain their, you know, fans is what drives them. Allows them to make decisions that are good for them and their music.
I'll be back. The drink.
Whereas I think that's given them that freedom, where there's some artists that don't have that kind of momentum,
right,
that are trying to find themselves and might partner with the wrong brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, I think you mentioned this in the panel, that you think the route as far as playing out and touring now should be going back to the smaller venues.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's gone from those massive type of tours and stuff to you be getting, you know, one-on-ones and getting more intimate with your fan base and creating, you know, more strides that way than just trying to get on a massive Katy Perry tour or something
like that.
Yeah. You know?
What about for an artist, an independent artist, let's say that they have put out an album by themselves or with, you know, the help of a small independent label, now what? I mean, where do they kind of go from there if... How does an independent artist take it a step further and try to get into those cross promotions and, you know, linking up with different brands? I mean, is that where they need the support of people, you know, talent agents?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. I don't think they necessarily, you know, need to be. I think there's, you know, there's music supervisors, there's ad agency music producers, there's entertainment people at brands that are looking for talent, and not necessarily talent that's already been successful. They're looking for up and coming people that are, you know, have a message as well. It's not just about the ones that have hit records or you know, already successful. I think, you know, it's interesting. I think it's actually, you'll see more brands partnering to try to kind of develop an artist, which is cool because it helps them, you know, to kind of, you know, be a partnership and kind of and build that artist. And a lot of times, you know, they want to have some kind of, you know, something going on with that band.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you'll see, like, you know, Mountain Dew has their Green Label, you know, which they put out singles, and those are mostly indie bands.
Mm-hmm.
and not ones that have necessarily broken. But there's, you know, other ones that are, you know, promotions that are trying to find artists and so forth. So.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Don't want to take up too much of your time.
Yeah,
have a nice rest of the week.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Yeah.